You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in what God is doing. And God is always doing something and doing something awesome. Once what writer says, it is God's doing and it is what?
Marvelous.
Oh, I love that. On this Friday, it is God's doing, and it is what? Marvelous in my sight, in our sight. The work of God is marvelous. Come on, somebody, on this Friday, you got to shout out, restore unto me those things that the canker worm has been stolen. Oh, we're gonna teach this all year, and you will see the joy of God in your life back.
Tomorrow is a great day of restoration at Celebration Tabernacle at 5 p.m. We're inviting everyone out under the sound of our voice for drive-through prayer. We're having a community outreach tomorrow night at 5 p.m. at Celebration Tabernacle, 1010 Dixon Boulevard. We're having drive-through prayer. So we have planned for this. We have different prayer areas set up, and we're asking for anybody who is willing and able to come on out to receive prayer, different life areas for empowerment. We've been talking about citywide transformation. We're talking about the Great Commission. So we are extending the invitation for anyone who would like or send somebody on down. They need prayer to come to Celebration Tabernacle tomorrow afternoon starting at 5 p.m. We have a team that has been praying, that has been prepared for such a time as this to bring forth restoration, restoration to health, restoration to finance, restoration to relationships, restoration to our mind, restoration. Whatever your need is, come. The Bible says in Hebrews that we're boldly able to come to the throne of grace to receive mercy and grace in our time of need. So in your time of need, sometimes we think we only come to church when everything looks right. But no, in your time of need,
you come.
You come.
In your time of need. Mm-hmm. You need healing? Come. Mm-hmm. You need deliverance? Come. Mm-hmm. You need peace? Come. Mm-hmm. Whatever you need, the answer is in the Lord. Mm-hmm. And this is no religious cliche. Mm-hmm. Whatever you need, the answer to my need, the answer to your need is in the Lord. And the only way for me and you to get the answer, we got to come to him. Mm-hmm. We got to come ask him. Mm-hmm. We got to get our life lined up according to what the Word of God says. Because everything about my life is written in the book. All the plans of God for me is written where? In the book. Mm-hmm. And the only way I can find it is go in there. Mm-hmm. I got to search it. Mm-hmm. Like the lady in the Bible that has those precious 10 pieces of coin. Mm-hmm. She last one. The Bible says she searched diligently. She light a candle. Mm-hmm. You got to get the light, my friend. Mm-hmm. You can't find that which is lost without light. Mm-hmm. And so we hear on this radio program, giving you the light of his word. so you can find that which is lost in your life.
So we want you to come on out. Citywide transformation. You know, we're talking about it and we are doing things about it. Celebration Tabernacle has an altar that has been established on State Road 520, the God of the City altar that declares Jesus is Lord over the city of Cocoa. And every Friday, we highlight that altar that's there, the purpose of the altar. We are here on assignment as part of the craftsmen to bring terror upon every horn plaguing the city of Cocoa. So this year, we have been very mindful of the Great Commission, of the things that God expects for us to do. A lot of times religion gets in the way of churches doing things that are effective in the community. Have to go through so much religious process in order to bring anything forth. Yeah. But that's not the way Jesus designed it. He designed us, he gave us authority to be able to go where? Into all the nations, to go all into all the earth, to make disciples. He empowered us to be witnesses. So you don't, we don't have to have a theological degree to be a witness. You don't have to have a theological degree to tell somebody that God has been good to you and to declare the goodness of God that you have experienced to bring comfort unto others. It is the Lord who comforts us, and then we bring that same comfort then to other people because we are the ones that are coming face-to-face physically with other people day to day. And when we extend the comfort of the Lord, then it causes people to catch a glimpse of God, and then they seek that God of comfort for themselves. So we're going to be strategically placed tomorrow. Our church, Celebration Tabernacle, it is located on the corner of Fisk Boulevard and Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, 1010 Dixon Boulevard. And we are going to be strategically placed for prayer. We say God is, he is the God of the city, that Jesus is Lord. Okay, so people are going to want to come in the city, and they're going to want to see this Jesus. They're going to want to meet this Jesus. So we have a meeting place set up. There's going to be lots and lots of witnesses there, people who have had encounters with God of the Bible, people who have had transformation in their life, who are going to be able to witness and to share the love of Christ and the restorative power of God with you. They'll be able to share their testimony, if they find a like-minded person, somebody who's been through a similar situation, and will be able to pray. It's going to be all set up, a loving and welcoming environment, all outside. Come on. This is your invitation. Don't feel like you're not welcome. This is not just for Celebration Tabernacle Church members. This is for all who desire to come. It's going to be a place of restoration. We're declaring it now. We have God-given authority to call a thing that which it will be. So tomorrow at 5 o'clock, restoration is taking place outside of Celebration Tabernacle, and you are invited.
Come on, whatever you need, come and cry out, restore. Come and cry out, restore. Come and cry out, restore my family. I need restoration in my family. Come, because we're going to be praying for family. Restoration. Family salvation. Family unity. Restore. If you need healing, come and let's cry out, restore. If your body is plagued with cancer, then come and let's pray that God will restore your body free from cancer. Free from sugar diabetes. Restore it, God, from kidney failure. Whatever your need is, come and let's cry out, restore. The team scripture for this month, the prophetic team scripture for the month is Isaiah 42, verse 22.
But this is a people robbed and plundered. All of them are snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for prey, and no one delivers. For plunder, and no one says, restore.
Because no one was crying out. No one was lifting up their voice and cry, restore my health. Restore my peace. Restore my joy. Restore my family from destruction. Lord, my son, my daughter, my husband, my boyfriend is on drugs, is addiction, the spirit of addiction, capture my kids, capture my loved one. Lord, I'm calling for restoration. Restore them back to the original state of their mind when they were free from drug addiction, when they were free from these snares.
Think about all throughout the Gospels when Jesus was moving, and he was moving amongst the multitude, he was moving among the small groups and such. The people were crying out for restoration. They came to him for a reason. Sometimes they came to him for themselves. Sometimes they came to him on behalf of somebody else. And they were crying out, restore.
Yes.
They were telling, look, here's my son. He's been foaming at the mouth, falling in and out the fire since he was young. Restore. The woman comes with the issue of blood. As she knows, she purposes it in her heart. If I could just touch the edge of his garment, the hem of his garment, she knew she would be made well. After 12 years of spending all the money on physicians and becoming worse, she purposed it now within her heart, within herself, to go and to go forth for restoration, to be into the place. Then you have the story of the paralytic where his friends, They brought him in through the roof. There was a demand for restoration. So we have to put a demand on the Spirit of God. We have to put a demand on citywide transformation for restoration. Mission. Jesus wasn't just showing up at people's house uninvited. There was an invitation. There was a demand for restoration. Jairus, they're trying to bring him one way, and he's trying to go another. All these places, they're trying to pull Jesus in all these different directions. Oh, we need you over here. Lazarus, my brother, is sick. Jesus said, I'll be there in a few days. And there was a demand for restoration. There was a demand. Things weren't just happening because people were sitting back and doing nothing. There was a demand on restoration.
So we need to come to this place of acknowledgement that these are the things that is lacking in my life, in my family life, and I need in my community, in my church, and we are calling for citywide transformation, and we are calling, Lord, restore this city, restore our city, restore our street again, Lord, restore our community, restore our family. We're going to be praying out. We're going to be praying and crying out and using that word, restore. Restoration is that big word. Yes.
And that word in Isaiah 42, verse 22, it says, they are for prey.
Yes.
P-R-E-Y.
Yeah.
Being ate up.
Yes.
And no one delivers. But yeah, we will cry
Thank
out.
Thank you for
restore.
Joining us
Make
for
your day
our
count.
Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Are
a day
you
count.
Looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.